I mentioned in a boo, another boo, an audio boo. Well, what other kind of boos are there out there? I mentioned that the English program has sort of been taken over by the part of me which likes to indulge in nostalgia and classic television and everything. And we get emails from people about all the different podcasts and things that we do. We do the Liverpool podcast, Beatles podcast. We used to do history. We don't do a lot of history at the moment. But one of our most popular audio boos, after the one about Roger Moore and the different kinds of posh, is a collection of audio boos about Henry VIII, and they've been quite popular, actually. So, we may do more of those in the future. For a while, one of the most popular boos that we had was about Stella McCartney. And it goes to show that if you look at your sort of top five most downloaded audio boos, they can be completely unrelated. Makes it very difficult if you... I've always tried to avoid making boos to, you know, sort of target them at people. It's very easy to sort of take a look at the stats, the statistics, and say, oh, look, this one's popular, so let's do more of that. Because you can do more, and then nobody listens. So it's not a science, you know. You can't simply say, okay, well, our history podcasts are more popular than our Beatles podcasts, so let's stop doing the Beatles and do history. It doesn't work that way. It's very, you know, very sort of... It just evolves. Sometimes you do a podcast and people download. We did one about a week ago about the BBC, about RP and accents on the BBC. I was quite chuffed because I'd done a tweet, and the BBC Radio 4 program feedback had retweeted my tweet, in which I had stated that only 2% of the population of Britain speak with RP, and therefore why are people complaining that there's not enough RP accents that you can hear on the BBC? And I was quite chuffed that I'd sort of started some sort of debate about the very issue of RP versus regional accents on the BBC. And I think that was the one we got, whatever we got. But we got a message from... We uploaded it as a video to the YouTube, and we got a message from YouTube saying I could participate in the whatever it was, because we had a popular podcast, and therefore we can share in the revenue. And that was quite interesting. But I could do another one and just get no downloads at all. It's very not quite sure if precarious is the word. Not quite sure if it's a word. Never mind the word. But there we go. But you can't tell, you know, these boo things. You do podcasts. Some of them people like, and you know, you try to sort of redo them, and you get no luck. So we try not to do boos that we think are popular. I personally do things that I like to talk about, and people can either listen or not. So, you know, there we go. And at the moment, I'm in a very strange sort of nostalgic thing for classic television at the moment. I think there needs to be some sort of renaissance. And we need to see a lot of the old classic programs, Grange Hill, Blue Peter, those sorts of things. We want to see them back on the television in some sort of way, shape or form. And this is why I'm following the BBC archive very, very, very closely. Because I think they're doing some really, really interesting stuff, and they're talking about making a lot more of their content available. A lot of new collections are appearing all the time. And the BBC Archives is something I'm keeping a very, very, very close eye on. Very interesting things going on there.